Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined by Pugs Dread.
Namaste. What's up?
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
I'm excited for tonight. So Kruger got mixed up, thought Todd was me. Todd's gone now. That is what it is.
He's currently being interrogated, but they got nothing on him. He'll be all right.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Yes. So yeah. All right. So we've got a few movies to discuss tonight. We're cramming them in for the as Todd. That's why he's not here.
getting him in before
2021. Yes, I'm the poor neighbors. So we'll get right into it because we got a few films tonight. And our first one, which is now on Shudder, if you care to check it out, is Lose the Flower of Evil. Not to be confused by another film called Lose, because I had people make
or
comments about
Luz.
That.
Yeah, Lyle. I was confused. I'm like, I thought that boring ass movie came out already.
The German film. No, this is the Colombian film from director Juan Diego Escobar Elzadi. And it follows El Señor, the leader of a small cult in the mountains, returns to his village one day with a child who is purported to be the new Messiah. But when only pain and destruction befall the community, El Señor finds himself under attack from his own followers, including his three daughters, whose burgeoning femininity has already caused them to question their faith. Equally mystical and terrifying, Lose the Flower of Evil is a fantasy folk horror film where the tranquility belies a simmering evil. All right. Kruger, I can sense that you loved it. What did you think?
Well, I was actually looking forward to this one. The trailer looked really, really good. And I don't know, as of late, I'm really into really, you know, nice cinematography in horror movies because you don't see it all that often. And this is definitely one of the better shot movies I've seen in a while. The cinematography is fucking honestly breathtaking. It's like the opening's basically a cornucopia of just these awesome colors, atmospheric B-roll, kind of setting the mood for the movie. I was like, oh, this is going to be a good time. Once we got into the story, though, it's really metaphoric on religion, I see. Like, all people a part of this cult, like, overbearing religious beliefs in nature, the cult leader starts to you know, have his cult followers doubt their teachings and ironically become over-infatuated with things the leader deems the devil. And honestly, that's very true to life. The acting in this movie is really damn good, especially with the main cult leader, El Señor. His speeches and everything the actor did to perform his character felt really authentic. Not to take anything away from the rest of the cast, everyone was good, especially all the women, but I think El Señor's acting stood out above the rest in this movie. And the character of El Señor was extremely easy to hate. You could see how flawed he is, and it was pretty awesome to see like how he affected other characters' actions in the film. He definitely isn't the only fucked up character there, though. And because of that, you really do feel for the women characters in this movie because you're seeing how they're basically being manipulated by different men and especially Uma, that poor fucking girl got it the worst. The story is slow and methodical, though, and that's going to be off-putting to some. It does pick up and get fucked up in parts, but I kind of wish it was more graphic and brutal in some areas. They kind of pussyfoot around on scenes that should be way more shocking and way more disturbing. And that took away a lot from me. The movie reminded me of another cult horror film that came out this year called The Other Lamb. Both films are kind of similar on the term of great cinematography, like damn near award cinematography. If you want to take one thing from my review, I'll say this is probably one of the most professionally shot movies I've seen in a while with a really nice color palette. But other than that, just like The Other Lamb, they have great atmosphere and they have a good antagonist cult leader. You want to see, you know, get his because of how despicable he is, but they have both have really unsatisfactory endings. And at the end, I was left underwhelmed and disappointed. With Fails Lose Even More is like, it went so non-visceral on things that should have been way more graphic. And that's kind of where the horror should have been turned up, if you know what I mean. And without that, Luz Flower of Evil kind of feels like a lot of style with some substance there that had potential. But we've seen this done way better before, and I can't give it a good rating because of just because it looks good and it has good acting. So I do see some people liking this, but for me, it was a big mess.
Okay. Pugs, I know you at least liked White Phillip.
It's Felipe Blanco. Don't be racist. And yes, I do. I wish he was a bigger part of the movie. Kruger is 100%. Actually, he's 1,000% right. This movie is fucking beautiful. It is gorgeous. I do not know how they captured that sky.
Yeah.
Amazing. And the moon, like, yeah. So, like, visually, I was all in. El Señor, kicking ass. Everybody else was doing their job, but because visually, I was never uninterested. Story-wise, I was checking in and out. It didn't really capture my attention that well. Like, I think I don't like... Okay, I'm self-deprecating a lot, but I don't think I'm actually stupid. I'm not quite sure what they were trying to convey with this fucking movie. On a second viewing, maybe I'll understand or like it a little more. But by all means, I don't dislike this movie. I was just a little underwhelmed and a little confused, and that's not normal for me. So I don't know what the hell is going on there. But yeah, I would recommend checking it out and finding out for yourself. It's on Shudder, so if you're paying for that already, fucking A. Oh, yeah. But yeah, I like the movie's beautiful. Like, that is my takeaway from this. That sky, that blew me away.
Yeah, you know, it's a funny thing to compare it to, but it almost reminded me, not the movie, but just the beauty of Lord of the Rings. Some shots in there where you're just like, oh my God.
Actually, I think this movie's prettier.
Probably, yeah. I mean, Colombia, yeah, there's some really beautiful countryside. There you go. So I really tend to like... kind of folk horror films lately. There's been some fantastic ones that we've covered on the show. This one's at times even gave me a Jodorowsky vibe, but I mean, it's not quite as weird. But I mean, the point of the movie for me was like just blind faith, is what I would say. It never, at times, I didn't even feel like I was watching a horror film. And that's going to be an issue, I think, for some people. I think it was an issue for us to a degree, because it never really does. And there are opportunities there to amp things up. But no, it never really became like a true full on horror film. And that's fine. I mean, I still enjoyed this one quite a bit. But I'd like to be able to say, oh, if you love The Witch, you'll love this. I don't think that's unfortunately the case.
Yeah, no, The Witch is way more horror.
Yeah, it is. And that's the problem.
You know what? Even with the language they're speaking over there, that was way easier to follow for me.
Yeah. It's one of those films. It kind of leans more into the drama camp. But I enjoyed it. I think it's going to be a one-time watch because... Yes, I think we all agree it's beautiful, but there could be a little
more. On that alone, I say it's worth the second viewing. Maybe not right away.
Once we get in the spoilers, I'll explain what I would have done differently, because there's some shit that could have... Like I said, this had a lot of potential. I just think if they would have made some of the shit that should have been horrific more horrific, you would have got more into that horror category, but we just didn't.
I now know exactly what you're talking about, and I agree 100%.
There is one scene that does get kind of fucked up. So, I mean, I don't want to say it's not a horror film, but I think it would have benefited from yeah, getting a little more intense at a certain point. But loved watching the girls on that waterfall. I mean,
of course you fucking did.
You would have been that one dude. And all of us have been like, yeah, we should probably go.
Just be the hat floating, and I got the Predator makeup on. Yeah.
Come on, do it.
But yeah, it held my attention. The movie went on. I was like, this one, unless it's really going to go hardcore at the end, I don't think this is going to.
Should have been trimmed up a little bit. I think the time, it was also a little too long with what they were going for. If they were going to go with that more artistic approach, a shorter time would have, I think, did it some help too.
Yeah. No, it's a movie I could rewatch, and maybe I'll see some stuff next time. But yeah, I think I'm kind of more closer to you guys this time. It just didn't grab me like I was hoping it would. But yeah, fantastic acting. If you have Shudder, check it out. I will watch this again at some point. Maybe, yeah. I don't know, maybe it'll change.
So let's rate this bitch.
Absolutely. What say you, Kruger?
I'm a 2.5 out of 5. If it would have stuck the landing better, it could have easily cleared a 3, but just didn't. And like I said, I'll tell you what I did would have did differently in spoilers. So Pugs, what do you rate it?
I was almost the same as you, but it is way too pretty not to like just to be average. So I'm gonna go with 3 because of what they put on screen. And El Señor was fucking dope too. And we can't leave out Felipe Blanco. Hope he gets recast in somewhere else. Not recast.
Versus movie.
Damn it. I got to go Black Phillip, though. Unless they team up at the end and fuck everybody else, that would be great.
Yeah, I feel like Freddy versus Jason. You got Black Phillip picks him up on his horns and rolls him through a barn or something. It'd be pretty cool. Yeah, I'm a 3. This one, though, should have been a lot higher than that. I think it could have been. So,
oh, easily.
Yeah. I mean, the beginning, I'm thinking like, oh, holy shit. Like, this one's going to be something special. It just didn't quite end up being something special, but so be it. All right. So,
Hagazusa is better.
Yeah, I liked Hagazusa a lot. A lot of people thought that was too slow, but I really enjoyed that. So yeah, this isn't really a case of a slow burn.
If you want a true good folk horror movie, Hagazusa, I still think it's on Shudder as well. So without further ado, let's move on to the next movie.
Absolutely. So another one, which has been out from IFC, but is also on Shudder right now, and that is the South African horror film, The Soul Collector, from director Harold Holscher. And this one follows an old man fated to collect souls for eternity, seeks atonement after trading his daughters. All right. So
I would appreciate if you put a little more soul in it. Soul Collector.
I will try and sell it better next
time.
Thank
you.
Generally,
you're Don Cornelius, please.
Kruger, what'd you think of Soul Collector?
So I really liked the setting of South Africa. I thought that was kind of new. I haven't seen many movies, that cover that side of the continent. Lazarus, the old man, is as a character super cool. I dug his deep ass voice, his voodoo style humming under his breath, and the bag he carries around with the creepy girl in it. He reminds me a lot of Dan in some ways. They have plenty of similarities, like the hat and the way he hangs around children, or the fact that they both keep little black children locked away for their own selfish needs. On a serious note, though, Lazarus is super dope. I liked his dialogue, and he has an awesome origin story. And the way he's tied to the Soul Collector demon is super cool, and you really feel for him at times. The rest of the characters are also pretty good. You can see flaws kind of in everybody in this story. And the only thing I kind of hated, though, the only character I really hated was the mom, Sarah. That bitch, just I wanted to see her get fucking her head ripped off so bad. There's a really great makeup effect on the Soul Collector demon. And it's practical in its design. It's simplistic, but very creepy in my opinion. And I was happy that they went the practical route and didn't go with like a CGI demon or some shit. As far as dislikes though, the story feels like it drags a bit in some areas. And I didn't like the ending like at all. We get a cool twist, but where it ultimately ends up, I was just thought it was kind of lame and underwhelming. If a South African paranormal horror film sounds intriguing to you, I give this a shot because it's very well acted and has some great characters along with an intriguing story based on the country of origins folklore. But unfortunately, it doesn't completely stick the landing with the ending with me. And I liked more than I disliked, but I feel like it could have been better with a different ending. But I definitely want to see more South African horror. And I hope that this opens up the door for more of that. So, Pugs, what'd you think?
Lazarus is the man. I was very sympathetic towards his character because, well, I don't want to give too much away, but he's awesome. His motivation is awesome. I do agree with you on the ending. Even though it makes sense, it's a bit of a cop-out. So that was kind of a letdown. But everything up until then, I was very interested. The little girl is fucking awesome. Forgot her name. Dan, I'm sure you have a tattoo by now. But all of this, all the movie, it looked pretty too. Like, I watched this and Les like pretty close together. I was like, man, I'm getting some gorgeous shit on my screen. This is cool. I probably like this story a little more. I wish we got a little more of the, I don't know, the town or the tribe, whatever, the other black people.
Yeah.
They were interesting. And yeah. I think it's definitely worth checking out, especially again. It's the Shudder, right? That's where I saw it.
Yep.
Yeah. It's newish to Shudder, yeah.
Yeah, and definitely check it out. I think it's cool. And that bag, I want one. Without the kid, please.
I was really curious what everybody thought of this one because I liked it a lot. You could probably say at times it's more creepy than scary. But it's very unique. Anytime I think a different culture that you don't really get to see represented on screen, it is always a good thing. This one really drew me in.
Right?
I actually loved the ending, which we can get into, but, Lazarus, there's some really powerful scenes in this, emotional scenes that I wasn't necessarily expecting, towards the end. And I'd love to see this guy in other stuff because he had a presence about him, very complicated character. Yeah, it really drew me in. I like that it took place in the 70s. that's kind of a running theme now. I think anything that takes place, you know, at least 20 years ago tends to fare better in our genre these days. Again, I say more creepy than scary, but there are certainly some very unnerving moments in this film. And just a scene where a lady opens a door at one point and it was effective. I mean, this almost felt like a kind of like a nightmare at times, but you know, it's not Hereditary levels of disturbing. It kind of blends.
Even when is Hereditary disturbing? I mean, other than that one scene.
I guess if you don't, yeah.
Are we being serious right now? I can't tell if this is a bit. You don't like Hereditary? Hereditary is disturbing as fuck.
I didn't like Hereditary, just didn't think it was disturbing.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I thought it was okay.
Dude, I'm obsessed. We'll talk after.
Yeah, that'll be like a whole separate show now, but to be continued. I really did. I dug this. I hated the wife too. I concur. I wanted to see her get her head fucking ripped off. I hope people check this one out now. It does seem like once it is on Shudder, people pay a little more attention to it. So yes, I really loved it. We'll talk more in spoilers about
it. Yeah, it also has a separate name. It's called Eight the Circle.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's also called Eight the Circle. That was the name of it when I first saw its first trailer. But yeah.
I think I like that better.
Yeah. But so what do you guys rate it? For me, I'm a 3 out of 5. Like I said, if it would have stuck the landing better, probably could have gave it a 3.5, but I couldn't give it more than a 3 with the ending. Bugs, what do you think?
I'm going to go 3.5. I had a good time up until that ending, enough for it to get a little higher rating than you. Yeah. Dan?
I really love this one. It's a 4.5 for me. I dug it. I kind of want to watch it again. It spoke to me.
You know why.
I've nailed it, Kruger.
All right. So that is Soul Collector. Moving on to our next film, which is on Netflix right now. And it is from director Remy Weeks. And it is His House. This one, a refugee couple makes a harrowing escape from war-torn South Sudan, but then they struggle to adjust to their new life in an English town that has an evil lurking beneath the surface. All right. What'd you think of this one, Kruger?
All right. So first off, I was really excited to see Ruby from Lovecraft Country in here. She fucking rules. She was like probably my favorite character from that show. So really happy to see her in here, and her acting was really good. All the acting in this, honestly, was really well done. I felt for both Bull and Rial. They kind of got the shit end of the stick between what happened on the way up to the UK, to the poor treatment they're getting from the UK locals, to, you know, now the turmoil between each other with fucking, you know, paranormal shit going on in the house on top of all the other bullshit. And like the thing I liked about this was the paranormal stuff was a big issue going on, but they had a lot of other fucking shit going on too that made stuff very inconvenient. But back to the house, house was filled with plenty of awesome scares and shit. There's like, you know, ghosts, zombies, fucking creepy little girls with fucking cool ass masks. And everything was, from my eyes, was pretty practical. Maybe there was a little bit of CGI, but all the CGI that was there was in the right places. And there was definitely practical monsters that I really enjoyed watching. There's a twist that the story takes at the end I didn't see coming. And that led up to a conclusion that was pretty satisfying. I only kind of wanted a little bit more of a struggle towards the end. And I kind of will talk about that in spoilers. But I felt like the ending took a more metaphorical stance, and I can't really hate it for that. And overall, I think this actually had a really good message behind it, and is definitely a really good paranormal horror film with a different type of victim, if that makes sense, because there's so much other shit going on in the victim's lives in this ghost story. So, Pugs, what do you think?
The way this story unfolds just sucked me in. I was shocked how much I liked this fucking movie, and I was very disappointed I came to it this late. Ruby, magnificent. Yeah, she's probably my favorite too. Their treatment is fucking such horseshit. I'm like, man, you guys can't catch a break. But then, you know, once the twist starts revealing itself, I'm like, oh my God, this is extra interesting. This is extra fucked up. And how cool are those fucking eyeballs through those fucking holes? That alone is terrifying. And this movie is like legitimately scary. So yeah, this one's really good. It's on Netflix. So press play ASAP. Don't be like we did and wait. I highly recommend this. And the way Matt Smith comes off in the beginning, I'm like, you're going to be the fucking extra bad guy or the human bad guy element. And then he won me over. I'm not going to spoil anything, but yeah, he was cool. So, and overall, I fucking love this movie. I want to watch it again. Like, I'm probably going to watch it again pretty soon. So I like it a lot.
Nice.
Yeah, very realistic and true to life. I mean, you turn on the news, you see a lot of stuff about refugees now. And
real quick, Dan, go ahead. There was one scene in particular where it felt like it could have been lifted from the house that Jack built, and that fucking blew me away too. Actually, two mm-hmm. scenes. So I just want to throw that in there.
Oh, cool. No, it I mean, it's definitely one that's like straight out of the headlines. Just seeing how somebody comes from such an insanely violent place like the Sudan and then has to adjust with PTSD in a completely new environment, you know, across the world. And I think they sold that pain really, really well. They played it just perfect. Nobody went too over the top. I mean, you just felt how wrecked these poor people were from where they came. And, you know, is there certain revelations as we go along? There's some twists and turns. Yeah, this one was very good. I mean, I know some people are talking about it, but it's another one that feels like it's not getting enough attention.
This does not have enough eyes on it. Like the house. Like they went yeah. from the house. It needs more of those fucking eyes.
Yeah, no, definitely. Ruby, as you mentioned, fantastic. I didn't know anything about this movie when I turned it on, which is always, you know, kind of a pleasant surprise if you can go in that way. Yeah. And just great, creepy imagery, characters you root for the whole way. Yeah, this one pulls at the heartstrings. It's a intense experience for sure. And again, so timely. I mean, you know, yeah. Syria, everything that's going on in the world. I mean, this one just like, oh wow, that's very authentic. I thought this was fantastic. I guess we can go right ahead and rate it. What say you, Kruger?
I was originally going to give it a 4, but I think a 4.5 is a little bit more fair. So 4.5 out of 5 for me. Pugs, what do you rate it?
Nice. I'm actually the exact same. I'll save it for spoilers, but 4.5, fucking strong. Highly recommend.
There we go. Across the board. 4.5 for me as well. Nice. Definitely check it out. All right. So,
we're getting the spoilers. We got Patreon.
Go ahead
and do it, Dan.
Patreon.com/FleshWoundFeatures. It all starts at a dollar. You can support us. We have some very uncensored content. Other than people accusing me of being a pervert a few times today, we've been a little cleaner, but we're definitely not clean on Patreon.
So, there you can get his confessions. FBI, if you're listening. And then also like, share, and subscribe this video and, you know, interact with us as much as you can or as much as you want. No gun to your head. Like, again, Dan picks up women or children.
Well, that's why Todd's not here, because he had, you know.
Todd's a knife guy, but I don't want that really on the air, so we'll probably bleep that out.
He's old, you know.
That's fair.
I don't know. Everybody knows karate now. They take it from him. So yeah, also fleshwoundfeatures.com, and guys, be sure to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube. We're still new to YouTube. We've only been on here since the plague, so it does help grow us on YouTube. All right, so now we're gonna talk open spoilers. You don't want these movies spoiled. I don't think we had a bad one tonight. I know Lose we wanted a little more, but yeah, so
yeah, well, don't ruin it. Now that you brought up fucking Lose, Let's get on that one first. Yes. All right. So once El Señor raped the one mother in front of her son, I was like, all right, this is going to get pretty fucked up. And especially since, you know, he stole her fucking kid and then called him like the new Messiah. I'm like, what the fuck? And then you find out he's like on his fourth stolen child.
The other one. Those crosses in the back cracked me up once you find that out.
Yeah. Like, I was like, okay, this is going to get batshit crazy. All right, sweet. And then, you know, when the one guy starts making out with Uma in the woods, the one guy that was cutting wood all the time, and he, you know, fingers her and sees that she was a virgin because he popped her
cherry. Angels don't bleed.
And then he goes, angels don't bleed and then socks her in the face. I was like, what the fuck? Like, you have some batshit crazy things going on right now. And then the rest of the movie, you know, I was really like, I knew that bitch was pregnant. And I was like, all right, she's going to get the baby ripped out. Sweet. And then you do it off screen to me. Like, come on, dog.
It wasn't entirely off screen. It was just we were at his back. And it was like hinting at it. I'm with you, though. Fucking turn that camera right at the end.
but then, like, you know, I at least stab the little shit or something. Throw it across the fucking room. Like, do something other than just toss it on the bed. Like, make me shocked. Do you know what I mean? And that was the one thing that bothered me is, like, you know, I wanted to be shocked when that something like, because I knew I saw it was going to come, you know, I pretty right away as soon as I figured out the chick was pregnant. But I wanted to be shocked when it happened, and that really disappointed me. Like, bludgeon the newborn to death in a rage or something. There's something better than off-screen having the baby cut out and tossing the, you know, child on the bed. It had me saying, eh, I guess that's fine. But like I said, I'd rather be shocked. Like, let me be shocked at shit like that. Be more visceral if you're doing a horror movie. If you're doing a drama, that's one thing. But if you're trying to go for horror, be a little bit more visceral. Have some balls, man.
Kill that baby. go ahead, Bugs.
No, I was like, so, like, you were going to say, Dan, that what you got from the movie. I was just going to ask you that. What did you get? Like, because for me, I'm like, I guess when you separate from family or separate from people that annoy the fucking shit out of you, you get, like, you're a little more peaceful, and that's why I started blooming? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I mean...
When you ditch religion?
You can interpret it different ways. I mean, it doesn't, you know, it's not completely direct, but a lot of it really is just how long do you just blindly follow someone when, you know, nothing is going well? I kind of called like the exact ending. I was like, it's going to be like a little flower or something at the end.
I felt it was really metaphoric to like stuff with religion. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, like let's say your parents, you know, are pushing religion on you. Like, for example, me. I grew up in a religious background, and not only did it make me hate fucking religion because my parents shoved it down my throat, it made me fucking do the complete opposite and fucking start liking satanic shit. So, like, it was just funny to me that we saw that in the fucking movie because, you know, all the girls are so infatuated with the devil and everything like that. And it's, you know, because of this dipshit fucking teaching them wrong. And I think that was the biggest thing is just, like, how... religion can be taught so fucking wrongly and like completely get the opposite of what it's trying to do. I think that was the biggest message.
No. Extreme dogma can definitely have the opposite effect. A lot of serial killers.
Yeah, when homegirl started eating the fucking Bible because she wanted Jesus in her, I'm like, that's cool. That's kind of gross, but.
Sure, shoved up her giving her a vibrator or something. Like, calm her down a little. I mean, shit.
That is old school medicine, sir, and I appreciate that reference.
I mean, a branch. I mean, you can find something. I know you're a little limited out there, but, you know.
Well,
something. Maybe there's a jet in that waterfall. I mean, I don't know.
All right, you're getting a little too much here, Dan. Put your dick away. Fucking. Does anybody else have anything for Luz before we move on to Soul Collector?
I'm still a little confused. Yeah, I'm going to watch it again. Not right away, just because I want to get... Also, I want to see it again because it's pretty, but I want to get more... See if I can understand it more. So.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, yeah, Soul Collector. You guys didn't care for the ending, or kind of, sort of, I guess?
I think it was a cop-out. Like, I don't think it... He fought this long. Maybe he got tired of the demon shit, but... I don't know. I don't think you did that.
Yeah. Like, to me, well, the thing was, like, when you find out Lazarus was just getting the little girl's Mary's trust, I was like, oh, okay. So he's, you know, he's a heel. And then the way, you know, they just had, you know, her kind of relive the flashback with her parents, it's like, oh, do you want to go with them? Or, you know, do you want to go back home? Like, I didn't like that. It just, I don't know. It felt, it felt weird to me because Lazarus' motive was so, you know, different throughout the rest of the movie. Like, even though, you know, you could tell he was caring and loving, still the ultimate goal was what was going on with his daughter. And I don't know. Yeah, it was kind of a lame cop-out for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you could kind of tell that things were weighing on him, though, too. I mean, you know, I can imagine anybody that does something horrible. I mean, unless you're just a complete monster, it slowly eats you away. Yeah, Pug's like, fuck it, I'm good. Totally clear. And of
course, the little done. Voodoo... The voodoo ritual they did, though, where he's like,
yeah,
like that shit was fucking badass. And then the, you know, the visual of the little girl coming out, like I was so happy it was an actual, you know, actress, and you know, she looked pretty cool too, like, you know, with the makeup and stuff with the teeth, and like how like she would look differently, and the next thing you know, her mouth is all wide and shit, demon looking. It was good. I wish the ending. I honest to God, I would have preferred fucking Lazarus just dying, you know, when they set him on fire at the end and just ended it that way rather than change him as a person. I would have rather hating him going down as a vindictive fucking it being the message to where, like, you know, you can't trust anybody no matter how well they fucking act like they're, you know, they how friendly they are. Their true motives are what's going to lie. And in the end, I mean, that's kind of where the story went anyways.
Yeah. I would actually have liked Lazarus to succeed.
Them all.
The ending they went with is fucking lame. But kill that bitch, she sucks. Kill her anyway.
Yeah. I thought she was like the villain really when it came down to it. Yeah. And I love the scene where, and again, sometimes you do not need special effects. I mean, when she just like pushes the door open and like just the girl's just like hopping around, like it's like, oh fuck, and then he grabs her. You didn't need some CGI, you know, thing floating around or anything. It's so effective, just the little movements and the chants and everything. I mean, this movie, definitely very unique. Another one, anybody please weigh in, because they're all unique, if nothing else, tonight. These were not just, oh man, seen it 20 times. And Soul Collector was probably my favorite for the night.
Oh, really?
Okay. Any other spoilers on it?
I got no, not on Soul Collector.
Okay, so we'll move to His House then.
So, all right. So, first off, holy fuck, on the scene where there's like 15 ghosts all over Bull, and like that little girl with her fucking creepy ass mask is about to stab him in the throat. First off, the mask is sick as shit. Like, you know, they could have just did something basic, but at least they gave her like a little fucking gimmick. That was pretty cool. And there were so many like creepy visuals in this movie. Like you said, Pugs, that area where, you know, fucking the little girl gives Riel the necklace back, and you see the like the ghost eyes look back up from the walls. Like, yeah. Oh, so good. And then like the scene where the ball is having to face off with his demon and like forces him to see, you know, the girl in the water and a fucking octopus comes out of her mouth. That's kind of like, that was my thought when I was like, oh, between 4 and 4.5, mine was like, oh dude, they had an octopus pop out of a bitch's mouth. Like, you gotta give this a 4.5. And then, you know, the scene where fucking Riel wakes up and the shooting and is very, very fucking disturbing. And
they do school shootings differently over there.
Yeah, right. Like, Jesus Christ. But just the way the bodies were piled on top. I mean, there was little kids in there and shit. Like, I paused it, of course, like the sick fuck I am. And like, I just to see, like, you know, what the actual visual was, because, you know, they kind of went past. I had my excuses, Dan. All right, you kept pausing during Soul Collector, and you know why. But and then, you know, the end when the demon is on top of Bull and shoving his fingers into his flesh, I was like some Cronenberg body horror type shit right there. You know, that was really good. The demon himself. Fucking badass. Like, It did kind of remind me of something, though, I've seen before. I can't put my tongue on it. I'm thinking like a mixture between Gerald's Game and maybe like that Come Play movie. Like it had like the face kind of like the dude from Gerald's Game. But I did love the eyes. The eyes were so fucking dope looking. And just like it was a guy in a suit. So like, fuck yeah, dude. Like, yeah. I was really happy about that. And like, yeah, man, this is total underrated. I saw some people talk about it when it first came out back in October, but it's kind of died down. I hope that us doing this review kind of picks it back up because it deserves to be seen. And it's one of those movies that gives you a really good, different perspective than you would usually see into like horror movies, because it's not just so much the horror in this, it's the horrific events in people's past that, you know, tied together with it. So
when
okay,
go for it, Dan.
Oh no, go ahead. Sorry.
I was gonna say, when we find out what they did to be able to get on that bus to get away, I'm like, that's fucked up, but I understand completely. And yeah, then they show
they
them
would have died anyways.
Harrowing scream for her kid. I'm like, okay, now I like you're pieces of shit. And then the fucking boat. Dude, that fucking sucks. And that's the scene where that one, and then when I forgot what's the guy's name? The main character? The guy?
Bull.
When he is sitting eating with a fork, not like homegirl eating with her fucking hands. And it zooms out, those scenes reminded me of the house that Jack built, like when he's on the boat with that painting.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking cool.
Yeah.
I'm super impressed with this movie. I really hope it gets a shitload of attention eventually. It's got to find an audience. And Jordan Peele, this is how you do it, asshole.
Yeah, and it also reminded me of Hotel Rwanda, which the real story is like just so fucking horrible. How many people died? You know, this area, man, I mean, there is some fucked up stuff. I mean, like, dads it's like forced to rape their daughters at gunpoint. There is some fucked up shit. This movie doesn't get into, you know, that, but I mean, this area, you know, just what some of these refugees go through is just like fucking ghoulish. Yeah, I know
what you're talking about. I had to watch in a sociology class once.
Awesome.
Good. Yeah. Cool.
Damn. Yes.
I gotta get one in there.
Yes. I really appreciated it because again, it's just there's portions of the world where it's still like the fucking Middle Ages with how people are treated. So I did. This one really moved me and I enjoyed it a lot. So any closing thoughts, gentlemen?
I think these movies we watch today are definitely worth checking out for sure. The latter two more than the first one, but everything on here is fucking interesting. And yeah, his house needs more attention.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So. His house definitely deserves to be watched by anybody that if you call yourself a horror fan, because it does have a little bit of everything. If you think about it, I mean, it has a really good story. I mean, there's practical effects in there for sticklers like me that hate CGI, you know, great cinematography and a fucking, you know, very true story. You know what I mean? Like a real story, not just, you know, it's not just about the paranormal. So highly recommend that. Definitely one of the best this year. And yeah.
Absolutely. All right. So that's all we got for you. Be sure to check out all our other shows. If you haven't listened to Slashmas yet, it's not too late. So get on that. And be sure to tune into our big New Year's show as well. That's all we got. All right. Gentlemen.
So yeah, like, share, subscribe, Patreon, all that bullshit. And we're looking forward to Todd coming back ASAP. So thank you all. Everyone say good night.
Good night.
Stay sick.
Fuck you, Todd.